Blog Talk Radio.
That's like the Bentley on the lot, the only car that's tenant. Looking so clean, I outcast the outcast. J, Nas, Andre, and M, I'm trying to outlast. And when my goals are high, I'm feeling like my goals could reach. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
That's what I feel like, to look in the mirror and see God's reflection.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach. Soul was like the devil in his prime. Bet this clip could read your mind, but I'm an angel when I shine. My pen and pad can't even read between the lines. And if it did, the definition that you see can't be defined. A male soul worth much more than gold, than money, cars, and clothes, and pussy strings and shows. But a nigga won it all and then some. Can't lose when the outcome was income. Niggas claiming that they won when we been won. You getting started with a meal, so been done. We been doing this shoot, niggas just new to this flow. Flowing so ludicrous, a meal been pursuing this. So I can never take this rap shit lately. Just rap so tightly, I get why other cats don't like me. Cause my goals are high, my goals already hit its peak. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
All money's legal. Ambition, motivation, intelligent life.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
Find that balance. The money's the currency. The currency is the current. And the currency is the melanin. It's the God. Let's get it, baby.
Fire. That's all Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. You know how we do on Wednesday night. We back. Home of the Indie Artists. The God Ben Frank. I got nothing but Indie Heat for you tonight. A lot of good music. Number Indie Artists. Definitely rock out with us tonight. It's going down. You don't know who's calling in. Matter of fact, phone lines lighting up early. Let's get straight to it. 919. What's good? 919.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Aston Blaze.
That's what's up, brother. Good to have you in the building. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let everybody know what you're all about, man.
It's good to be in the building. Yeah, I'm about good putting that good quality work in, getting that networking skills in, and just putting it all together, putting the right pieces together and building. That's what's most important right now.
No doubt. So can you go into a better area? Because it felt kind of choppy a little bit.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You know, home and end artist, as you can see, you know.
You can hear me a little bit better right now?
A little better. Yeah, you talk louder. We can make it work. You know. So let everybody know where you from, man.
I'm originally from New Jersey. You know, my parents grew up in Essex County. I was born in the Piscataway, New Jersey area. But right now, I'm holding it down for Raleigh, North Carolina, putting it down.
Yeah, I like that, man. Future Guru in the building. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm checking in, man. I just heard my man Ashton calling. And what's up, Ben Frank? Can y'all hear me out there, man? I gotta support my man Ashton, man. He been rocking with me, man. I'm talking about day one type shit. You know, I'm gonna welcome my brother back to the music scene, doing what he do, and stepping his game up with his music. You know, I really appreciate him checking in with me, man. And we go way back, and like he said, from Jersey, man. So you know, Jersey supports Jersey around here, man. And you know, I got all my family in North Carolina too, so. You know, that's why I got my man on here, man, and just show some love, man, show him how we do, let him know about the network and the platform. And my brother Ben Frank, man, I appreciate you, man, for having him on. You know, we're going to debut that new single he got, and it's catchy, man. It done caught my attention already. You know, it's different. It's definitely a groove, definitely a good, dope groove, man, that I'm fucking with. And that joint's called Love For You, man. He did his thing on that shit. I had to listen to it a few times, and it just caught me. I'm fucking with it. Got me singing that shit. Got girl on the hook is out of this world. She's all right right there with that shit, man.
Good looking. I appreciate the love, bro. And you already know, it come full circle around 100%. I fuck with you. You fuck with me. You know how we get down.
Nah, that's a fact, man. But, like, I like how you came at like, you already know about the platforms we got. You know, for non-radio, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, he has to be a part of this shit, Ben Frank. So I had to salute him and just say, tell him welcome, man. Welcome to the network. He could kick back and listen to the music we got for him. We got some bangers for you out here, bro. But we're going to debut your joint a little later on. But Ben Frank going to get this interview going so you can let the world know what you got going on right now, bro. We appreciate you stopping in with us, man. I tweeted that shit a few minutes ago, too. So everybody that's on my Twitter, shout out my man, ABlaze919. Telling us the area code for the North Carolina, they don't know. You feel me? My dad, that's my dad's same area code, 919. My mom's out there in the 252, North Carolina. I'm still representing the 908 Jersey. So, man, it's all one big family, man. Welcome to the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, brother.
Much love. Glad to be a part of it. I've been watching y'all for a little while now. It's good to be a part of it now.
Now you in there, dog.
Man.
Ben Frank is my brother, man. So, you know, if I gave you that stamp, you in there, man. I just hope my man Ben Frank like that joint so we can keep that shit in rotation for you, man, and just drop it on these cats. We got a lot of people that fuck with the show, fuck with the platform. They know we play good music. They know we slide them bangers on them. And, you know, that's all we fuck with is talent, man. We fuck with the talent.
10-4, I feel you over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying 9 times out of 10, if you like this one, it's going to be a better one to follow up. Believe that.
Nah, I appreciate you, man, for hanging in there, staying on your grind, your grizzly grind. You know, we all about that, supporting that talent and dedication and hard work, man. That's what we're here for. And we're here to be a beacon of light to all those that need information on how to market themselves, promote themselves, get their music distribution lined up. And, you know, it's one day at a time, but it can grow organically, man. Like I put something earlier up on my page, man. You know, organic marketing wins, man. That's a win. If you got organic marketing going on, that's a win because you can find out. You need to find out who's listening to your music, who's streaming your music, if they like your music. Will they buy another single from you? Will they download your single? Like, this is all a part of marketing. That's why you got to ask for feedback. That's why you got to ask people to tap into you with your comments, see what type of vibe you're getting from the people out there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, being that you're on board with us, man, I'm going to fuck with you on all platforms. Man, I know you just dropped your shit on Spotify, but you know how I get down, man. I support artists across all platforms. You need checks across the board, man. We don't just need checks from Spotify. We need checks from Apple Music, from YouTube, all that shit. That's what we do over here, man. We show them how to get wavy, man. We already know.
We trying to mess up
the
plate from every table. You feel me?
Of course. We don't leave nothing on the table. We just said that last week. We don't leave no money on the table over here. We don't leave no crumbs on the table, no nothing. When you come to the table, it ain't nothing there. It ain't nothing on the table no more. We off to the races. What we look like?
Yeah, I like that.
So, Aston, yo, give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order.
My top five, no order. Let me see. I'm gonna have to put Big up there. I'm gonna have to put Meth up there. Method Man, I rocks with him. Let me see. I'm gonna have to put Big L up there too. I'm gonna have to put Jay in there too. I gotta put Jay up there. True businessman at his finest. And let me see the last one. See, I'm a big Wu-Tang head, man. So I'm gonna finish off with Raekwon the Chef.
Yeah, that's a strong five, man. I like that. That's a real, you know, East Coast five right there. I like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. That's all I really grew up on, really. That East Coast wave.
Yeah, you still sound like you got your Jersey swag, though. How long you been in North Carolina? You still sound like a Jersey kid. Still, you know what I mean? You do, bro. How long you been out there?
Yo, I get that all the time. Yo, females still come up to me saying, "Oh, I like your accent." But I've been out, I know, I get that all the time too.
I get that all the time. Yo, out here too. I'm on the West
real,
Coast,
yo,
and they know I ain't from here.
Yo, it's real. Once they find out you're not out from here, they melt in your lap, yo. But I've been out here for a good 5 years now.
Wow, my man, keeping his Jersey swag in.
Yeah, you keep that Jersey swag.
You never forget where you come from. Exactly. I'm digging that. That's crazy. Cause I know you're not for sure. Already know.
Oh yeah, no doubt for sure.
That's real, man. That's real. Yo, we got Heston in the building. Oak Town, what's poppin'?
What's going on?
Man, Aston, we got Aston Blaze on the line with us, man. He's going to drop his single in a minute called "A Love For You."
What's good,
got a mean
fam,
hook
man?
On
nice
there.
To meet you. Nice to meet you, my brother.
Likewise. What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm ducking and dodging through the smoke, dog. I'm in Northern California. Northern California is burning.
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy,
man.
Man.
I just found out last night.
The highway that I drive to work on every day was burning on Monday. And shit, I didn't even know which way I was going to go to work until I looked at the traffic report and they had died the fire down overnight. It's actually what happened was a telephone pole fell from the high winds, and once that shit hit them grass and shit on the side of the road and shit, that shit created an instantaneous fire, bro. That shit was over after that. The whole fucking man, I seen them still putting that shit out on my way to work the next day, bro. That shit was serious. That shit was serious.
On a good note, I just sold an original copy of Carrie Cleveland. I just sold the original copy of Carrie Cleveland.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Congratulations. Real talk, that's big.
Talking about the vinyl?
That's big, man. Yeah, 1978.
Wow, he sold a vinyl copy. Yo, tell my man Ashton about your mom's record from 1978. It's a classic vinyl original copy that you just sold. Tell him about the vinyl package.
Okay, well, First of all, my mom is Terry Cleveland, independent legend. Read the Shoe came out December 2018. We're doing all right. We got 500,000 streams going so far. We stumbled across a box of original copies from 1978, still in the plastic. I posted it online yesterday on Instagram. And a record store in North Oakland hit me up, and we drove down, put a price tag on it, and mom's got $50 more for the signature. I posted a picture on Twitter and
$50
Instagram.
$50 for the signature. That's big.
That's big.
Woo! That sounds like a $300 or $400 look like that, cuz.
Hey. And then, you know,
I ain't even mad at you, homie.
The strangest thing is, like my boy Ben Frank been saying, it's timeless music. I put it in the Trend City radio show contest. We one win away from Indie Artist of the Year. Placed in the top 10 every week. Last week we placed number 3 with a remake of one of mom's songs. So this ride is just phenomenal, and I'm blessed to be here with Future Guru and Ben Frank. They welcomed me on the show, man. So I've been going strong, man, for about 9 months now, believe it or not. Ain't missed the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We just wanted Ashton to hear a little bit about your mom's story, bro, so we could bring him up to speed on who we got rocking with the show right now. And I tell you, from my own eyes, from my own standpoint, I really actually never seen nothing like this as far as a classic artist making a resurgence online and having a captive audience, all the followers from Twitter. Since I've been with my homeboy here, I can see the retweets. I can see the people that's jumping on his posts. Like when he posts something, like, you know, he got his mom's, you know, even baking cookies and cakes on Sunday, and they even fucking with that. So that's crazy.
Hey,
yo, that's
Sunday
love right there, because that's the fans. That's the fans that's really fucking with you, though. They're going to stream your music. They're going to see what you're doing on Twitter. It's interactive. All the fans just say, hey, Hess, your mom's is awesome. Like, yo, that, you know, people, regular artists don't even get that kind of love on some real shit. Like, up and coming. That's why I tell people to pay attention to what's really real, so they can actually find their way. You gotta hold a captive audience, bro. You gotta build your core audience up. Once you build your core audience, once you really see who's listening to your music, like, he could go back and see all the people that tweet his moms and say, yo, your mom is awesome. But that's actually a marketing strategy, because he can tap back in at any given time and say, hey, my mom got some merch. My mom got this. My mom's got that. And they gonna fuck with it, period. Like, who not gonna fuck with it? We ain't gonna talk about no cheapskate audience that she got. She ain't got no cheapskate audience. You understand what I'm saying? I've been noticing that my damn self by looking at just the followers and the listeners and stuff. And I say it's a beautiful thing, because, like I said, I've never seen anything like it. And for, like I said, me, I'm definitely a big R&B fan, but I wasn't aware of his mom's music until my brother hit me up and said, hey, I want you to hear something. And ever since then, he know what time it is, and Ben Frank know what time it is. It's just timeless music, Ashton, bro. And I just wanted you to get familiar with that, man, because you're going to see them tweets going up. But I definitely want you to hear some of her joints, man. She got that classic, angelic R&B voice, man. It's just undeniable, bro. And
definitely, man. I'll definitely
legend,
check
man.
It
she
out.
Had
I, love,
fans.
I love that.
She had fans.
Stuff.
She had fans, bro, going back. That's on Twitter now. You wouldn't believe it, bro. They come out the woodwork and say, hey, I've been a fan of your mom's music. I'm like, wow. They knew about the record before I did. And I figured I know everything about music sometimes, but hey, we don't know it all. We don't know it all, man.
Hey,
I've got to stay humble and remain
future.
Humble.
Future. how many times you call me after 11 o'clock, man, I didn't know. And I'm like, hey.
Nah, it's all love, man. I got to ask my man Ashton the question, though, man. What made you step into the producer realm and try to handle everything yourself with your production and your music, man? I wanted to ask you that, bro, because you did a great job on that record.
Oh, thanks, man. That's much love. That's much love.
Man, I'm
really
dying to hear it.
I just really wanted to handle everything myself, you know what I mean? But basically because I was tired of all of the output, all of the outside input that was very negative, and it wasn't too much positivity coming from it. And a lot of people around me that was doing the same thing was really trying to hold me back low-key. So I really, you know what I'm saying, locked down and just learned some new skills and put it into play. And I've been rapping for a minute, so that was already in the bag. So I just really focused on the production tip, and now my work put is even quicker than ever. So I'm just ready. This go around going to be more way different than last time. I'm going to tell you that, bro.
I see you focus, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing, man. So this is actually your first joint that you produced and recorded yourself?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So you already, how about the engineering? You got your own engineer, or you doing it up yourself too?
I mix it up myself, and I send it off to get mastered.
Oh, that's a blessing, man. Boy, you're running
right,
the game,
right,
man. You're going to be a triple threat, bro. That's what we need out here. We need more people that take control of their indie platforms, because basically all these other bigger platforms is an opportunity for you to create your own platform. That's what I tell people all the time. These platforms like Spotify, YouTube, they're here for you to gather up your audience. Gather up your audience and become marketable. That's what I want my people to see. Before you know it, you ain't going to be looking for no check from these big-ass companies or these record labels. You're going to have money coming in from your people that fuck with you and want to do business with you. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever platform you want to be on, you can go to YouTube and say, let's say you get 10, 20, 30,000 subscribers. That's not a small feat. That's a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Just like I'm humble about my 25 followers on Twitter, but I got other accounts. I got other promotional accounts. So the 25,000 on Twitter is just an opportunity for me to say, well, I'm going to bring them motherfuckers to Spotify. I'm going to bring them motherfuckers to YouTube. I'm going to bring them motherfuckers to Twitter. I mean, Facebook and Instagram. I could do it. I did the same thing almost 20 years ago on MySpace. I had 6,000 friends on MySpace, and when I jumped on Twitter, I brought them all to Twitter. My followers jumped up fast, and it was amazing to me that happened. I just knew how to do it. I just hit everybody up on. It took me probably like a whole fucking year and a half to do that shit. You know, this is my Twitter page. I was sending niggas direct messages on MySpace. This is my Twitter page. I'm on Twitter now. Fuck this shit. I was. You remember when MySpace was slowly on the decline because all these other platforms came out? Like, y'all remember that shit? MySpace was nothing but a fucking memory at one point.
Right, you talking dinosaurs now.
MySpace is a dinosaur now, but they still up and running now, but don't get it twisted. But it's just the fact that they couldn't compete with these new wave technology platforms that was giving people access to, but whatever they was doing, you know what I'm saying? You know how that went, but people became more attracted to Facebook and Twitter than MySpace. That's just the way that went. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, don't waste what you had over there. That was your first audience. MySpace gave you the opportunity to build your first audience, believe it or not. That's what I did. And I remember that shit, and I remember, I was like, damn, my followers didn't jump the fuck up. These niggas is really fucking with me over here. They started Twitter pages and everything, so that was an influential thing for me at that time. I never get paid from Twitter either, nigga. I get my money on Twitter the best way I know how. Like, I'm pro. Everybody that fuck with me, everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So those big companies ain't gonna cut you no motherfucking check. They're not. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, even with I hear this thing with Joe Budden, and he had a very good show breaking down, you know, the thing with Spotify and what he was going through with Spotify and how he's leaving Spotify and blah blah blah. They want to own his shit. They want to own the Joe Budden podcast, which is crazy to me. That's ludicrous. That's crazy. First of all, the audience that he brought to Spotify is not Spotify's audience. It's Joe Budden's audience. How are you going to own it? The people that's listening to Spotify now, not only are they listening to Joe Budden podcast, they're listening to hundreds and hundreds of other artists. Just because they started listening to, you know how many motherfuckers it was that wasn't even on Spotify? And let's just say Joe Budden podcast comes out and gets on Spotify, and then they can download the Spotify app. That's a bag right there. That should be a bag for Joe Budden right there. With no hesitation, they should give him what he wants. They should give him what he wants. But at the end of the day, they did not give him what he wants. They want to nickel and dime the nigga, make it look like he a slave, basically. But, you know, it's a good thing that bro got options and shit. You know what I'm saying? I never really was a big, big Joe Budden fan. But, you know, I do support Jersey. I salute Jersey. I salute his knowledge. I salute what he did for the culture. You know, the nigga podcast is kind of entertaining, so I fucks with it and shit. So I just wanted to break it down, man. Don't let these big time DSPs get you fucked up in the game, man. Create your own way, right? And lock in. Lock in with building your audience. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be out there. I mean, cats got to realize knowing who's listening to your music is the key right now. That's going to be your key to success, man. And that's how we trying to do it over here right now, man. So,
yeah.
Salute you for Ashton. I salute you for stepping up into outside the box to create your own sound. Once you get a taste of that and get how people receive it, that's all that matters, because this is your art. This is your art form, and you could have one big record, and, you know, like I said, you don't see that happen over and over again. Somebody come out with a big record, but the key to success is to keep doing you and get better and keep doing research and learning how to build off of whatever platform you want. Just build on each platform, and this is a day at a time. It ain't going to be no overnight thing where you're going like, oh, I got 50,000 followers. No, that shit don't work like that. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Much love. And I appreciate the jewels, man. Real talk. Everything that knowledge is, you know what I'm saying? It's always room for improvement to grow. You know what I'm saying? So much love for that.
Yes, sir.
Dropping the jewels. That's what's up. This is what we do. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, man. That's what's up. Yo, Ashton, yo, tell us, where you feel the hip-hop game is headed in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years? I mean, hopefully we get back to the nitty-gritty, the lyrics. That's what I'm aiming for, but, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully these young cats could push out these good songs and keep the culture alive. That's what it's all about, keeping the culture alive and not have everything so whitewashed and, you know, everything lose that nature of everything.
That's true, man, and a lot was going on in the world and the country right now is making them lyrics come back. People really want to hear a message right now, you know what I mean?
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. That's the key.
Yeah, that's a fact. We need more messages in the music. We need more messages in the music. That is a fact.
Definitely,
that's
man.
Real,
definitely,
man.
Like
real.
It's cool. It's cool to dance sometimes, but a lot of people like to hear stories too. If you a dope storyteller and if you got a flow, man, I listen to your whole catalog.
Right.
That's real.
For real.
We gonna
get to your joint, man.
Yeah, let's get to my man's
joint.
Go
ahead and announce
that.
Yeah. Introduce that song, Ashton. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. This your boy, Ashton Blaze. You rocking with the best, HHSE Radio. My new single, Love For You. Check it out.
Home and the artist. Let's go.
had good times and bad times. I cop work, she bag dimes. Cop a purse like last time. Fill it up like cash vibe. Like that wine and dime, you so divine. You occupied them other guys, better wait in line. Yeah. Let's drink about it, don't think about it. Better keep it 100, better keep it 1,000. I take you high just to keep you grounded. And she got her own, she don't need allowance. Yeah. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play.
It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through, but I still put up with you, yeah. Cause I still got love for you, swear I still got love for you, yeah. It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I fuck with you after what you put me through, but I still put up with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you, swear I still got love for you, yeah, yeah.
Don't trip about that small stuff. I'm the one you call up, crawl up, beat walls up. You drip down, you guard up, that make a back by altar. Top shelf, you bossed up, you got wealth, you bossed up. Yeah, we making moves, the Jamaican cruise. If you take a shot, then I'm taking two. I'm in my bag, so I pay my dues. And I break your back, cause I break the rules. Yeah, now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play.
It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through, but I still put up with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you, swear I still got love for you, yeah. It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through, but I still put up with you, yeah.
Cause I still got love for you, swear I still got love for you, yeah, yeah. Fire, fire, fire. Hip hop stock change, really get your mind right, get your money right. Homie and the artist, Ashton Blaze. Popping, man.
That's
what he's kind of blaming. Yeah, that's cool. Like, good job, man. I like what I like about the joint is because I never heard of Ulta, because you said that makeup bag by Ulta. Yo, I never heard of no motherfucking Ulta. They just built one out here about 10 minutes from where I work at and shit in Lakewood, Washington. Man, sometimes I just park over there and eat my lunch, eat so many fine motherfucking <That one? laughs> I'm not going front, bro. You killed it with that line. That makeup bag by Ulta. Oh, they gonna hear you. If they hear that, you might have them, bro. You might have a couple extras on your coattails, bro.
Hey, Future, I appreciate it.
You supporting them, man. For y'all,
answer this, man.
Y'all don't know who Ulta is. It's a big store that do makeup. They got all type of matte lip gloss, whatever the fuck you want with them lyrics. New ladies go shopping for their makeup and they all that shit. They go to that damn store, Ulta, my nigga. And I'm telling you, they coming there by their cousin.
Let me ask you this, man. Do your girl listen to the show sometimes?
Who?
Oh, cause
yeah, you ain't
gonna be going to lunch there no more.
That was back in the day, bro. Don't try to give me jammed up,
man. You better clarify that.
Yeah, that was back in the day before. That's back in the day. Hey, you know what? One time she told me she checked out the show, and I'm like, oh, you did? I'm like, yeah. So, you know, honey, if you're listening, yeah, I used to do that back in the day, honey. I don't do that no more.
Right, you better clarify that.
Right now, I don't got time for that no more, honey. You know I got two jobs, honey. If she listening, she might fuck around. I told her I was gonna be on the show tonight. She might be listening live. I don't know. Yeah, but honey, I don't do that anymore. But yo, that song is fire, man. That song is fire. It's a catchy hook. And what I like about it is that piano, that groove, that kind of locked me in, right? In the kick drum on that motherfucker. So you did your thing because that locks the groove in. And then I heard how you were saying, you take a shot, I'm taking two. You riding that beat though? That's your own beat, huh? You created that beat yourself?
Yeah, man. I made the beat, wrote the song, mixed it down, all that.
Oh, I see what you're saying now, my nigga. Yeah, I fucked with that shit, bro. Came a long way, bro. Nigga doing music on his own right now. He doing his own thing. You know?
Yeah, man.
I'm trying
to get the full pie. I'm tired of cutting the slices, feel me?
Right. Ooh. Touch on that for a second. Let's break that down. I know what you're saying because you're saying if you produce the record, then your split sheet is basically you keep the moolah.
100%. That's how it is on the shared split. 100% your way.
Right.
You come in for the whole pie.
And look, don't get us wrong.
About how to come back. I ain't want to come back unless it was the right way. You feel me?
Right. Don't get us wrong. We support all the producers out there that's out there grinding, getting their shit off. You know what I'm saying? But all you cats that just go snatch beats off YouTube, yo, them days is over, man. You need to find you a producer or either start making beats yourself. That's going to be your way. All you cats that get on YouTube and snatch your beat off there and go record, bro, I'm telling you, you're losing your way right now. Tighten up. Go get an exclusive beat. Buy a beat or something. Somebody that to work with you and say, yo, I like what you're doing. It's tons of producers out there that might like the way you rap. And if you say, yo, I got some fire for that beat, you cats got to learn how to collab, first of all, even if you're a rapper and you want to connect with a producer, period. You got to know how to approach that, man. You got to be able to say, yo, I want to lock in with you.
I got a question for all y'all, man. A publicist reached out to me this week. What's y'all thoughts on that?
A publicist can be expensive, bro. I kind of combine all my services into one. I mean, I don't like to knock nobody. I'm not going to knock nobody's hustle. Me, myself, I combine everything into one. First of all, to be a good publicist, you got to have connections. You got to know somebody. All these cats get up here talking about they do PR and publish, you know, whatever they say they are, they don't know no motherfucking body. They don't got no connects. So don't be fooled by the facades. A lot of facade shit going on. I'm not knocking nobody, but I just got to say that's what you got to watch out for, first of all. Then second of all, you got to really know what they're going to deliver. You got to know what they're offering. Every publisher is not going to offer you the same thing. A publisher could be one that writes the whole story about your mom, and in your case, I'm just saying your case, in my view,
right.
What a publisher would be,
right.
What a publisher would be to you at this time, with somebody that could say, oh, I'm going to write another story, and I could actually get this one published in the New York Times. I could actually get this one published in the Daily News. That's a motherfucking publicist, nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody that knows somebody and do this and do that. Not just no little internet shit. That's cool, but if you're talking about some big-time internet online journals or newspapers or media, that's cool, too, because there's levels to this shit now. Everybody's not writing for magazines no more. People is freelancing, but if they're freelancing, what's the point of freelancing on a page that's only getting 10 views? I could do that standing on with my eyes closed, do 100 views or 1,000 views, but the thing is, you got to actually know what you're getting into with that. Like, just make sure they're official. Make sure they can handle. You got to tell them what you need. You can't come. You can't let them tell you what you need. You got to tell them what you need. You can't. Because all they're going to do is take your money and say, oh, I did my job. Did what I said what I was going to do. Hold on, but you didn't say, you didn't do what I said. You didn't do what I needed you to do.
Right. True.
You did what you said you were going to do. You did what you said you were going to do. Okay, 100%. which was not much, but you ain't do what I needed you to do, which is a lot. I'm paying you a lot for a little? No, it don't work like that. Come on, man. And me, my thing was never to be charging no outrageous thing for artists to fuck with me. Like, I never wanted to do that. I know I could. I know all my services is bundled up together. Niggas is getting marketing, they're getting promo, they're getting PR, they're getting publicity, whatever the fuck. A publicist is just somebody that can bring you publicity, more,
right,
more eyeballs to what you're doing. A publicist. So I read somewhere, so like you said, a good publicist would be the one that wrote that article for your mom in the San Francisco, what was it?
The Chronicle, yeah.
Okay, so she had, she got juice. That was big.
Hey,
if it ain't on that level, bro, you already been there. You already got a connect. You already got one, basically. It's just that I never really probably knocked no boots in, but she did that off the muscle, my nigga. Already know.
Yeah, she drove all the way.
She did that off the muscle.
Over 100 miles to get here.
She did that off the muscle, my nigga. They fuck with you. And somebody's going to drive 100 miles if it's not off the muscle, my nigga. Let's get the facts straight. Nobody's gonna drive no motherfucking 100 miles to come interview your mom if it wasn't off the muscle. They do it because they fuck with your moms on the strength. Period.
Yeah.
Real shit.
So first of all, you gotta have somebody like that wanna be your publicist. You dig what I'm saying? You can't just say, "Oh, I'm gonna hire you." They don't, might not know shit about your moms at all. This lady wrote the whole story front to back. She done wrote the whole story so where I could see it better. Never mind what you told me. I read what she wrote, and I was like, damn, I didn't even know that. See? That's a good publicist, bro. So that's my little 2 cents, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Thank you.
Man,
that's what I'm going to do.
I fucks with you, boy.
That's what I want to do.
I fucks with you, man. I fucks with you, my
hold
guy.
Hold them up to indie artists. That's why we here. That's why I'm here every week. Because I got to learn something
here,
every
man.
Week.
We got drills over here, man. I'm finna roll my weed up. If I go on mute, y'all know I'm going out to smoke by the river. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm in between shifts right now. Y'all know how I get down. I done left the first 9 to 5 and going to the little part time in a minute. Y'all know what I'm finna do.
We gonna get some bangers though. We gonna play some heat, some indie heat. You already know, man.
Oh yeah, play some joints so Ashley can know how we get down. Hey Ben Frank, play some bangers so Ashley can know how we get down. And don't let him forget. Don't let him make sure he hears some Devin Mill and shit in this musical set right
now.
While I roll up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's the homie in the yard.
Don't hang up. Ashley, on the line.
Yeah. This remind me like my grandfather house. On the weekend, we make chicken, feed the whole family. All his guys, everybody ate. We all eating. We hold hands and say the grace. Way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. Swear to God, we gon' eat forever. That long money, how you sleeping better? Used to think success was a new song, till I rode in that thing with the roof gone. Poof. Here's a toast to the man upstairs, 'cause we up like chandelier, sipping Bel Air up in Bel Air. We done conform to this hell here. Don't be a fool. Diamonds to keep us cool. Hard blocks was the tool. Hard knocks was the school. Every day, if I want, I can have my favorite dish. Thank God somebody taught me how to fish. A lot of people bailed on the click. Stayed down, never switched. Put a triple-double on my wrist. I'm in the zone, I can't miss. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. Hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. May God bless his soul. May this thing of ours never fold. Jingle Mafia, I put that on my soul. We out here making what we want, what we want. While we waiting out Trump, manifest everything that's in my press. Everything. All I need is good health and investment. Yep. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. Give thanks. God is great. Great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
We hold hands and say the grace.
Grace.
Only way to give thanks.
Give thanks.
God is great.
Great.
God is good.
Good.
All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
Yo, this is Barry Bonds, and you tuned into the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, home of the independent artists. You know how it go. Get your mind right, get your money right. Jingle Mafia, baby. Back at it. Devil Mill. We heating up. Let's go. Aha! You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
This the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up. Already on our re-up.
About
to put a key up and sweep up. Ooh. Dust made nigga, I'm telling Nate that's ass fitting.
Fitting.
Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting.
Bitten.
Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only give one life, but feel like we live this twice. I spit advice like a lesson
like
learned.
A lesson learned.
Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the
if you
earn.
Ain't get the earn.
If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips and the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn. Cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like there's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A meal been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang grill. This is how the game feel. When I ain't dropping nothing, if it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 4, 5, 6, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rapper schooled me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pie. You looking at this money like you caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence for mail, fail to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply.
It's a mill.
I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep, like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I change.
Uh-huh.
You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same.
Nah.
So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown. Couple things that I own. That's just the level up.
See it?
I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up.
I promise.
Money is legal.
Yeah, you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
She needed the rest, I told her to lie on. Beat to the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rest.
direction I'm dick. Hey, what's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kink. Ball play in that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye with you, me. Sex healing, we catch feelings. She told me just go deep. So I drew breeze through. We do what we do. She told me though she don't trust many. I do believe you. She on my chest playing, and I see the way that you move. So for you, queen, I might do things I don't usually do. Truthfully, I think you and me could be who they see when they set goals. Fit beautifully in my arms, I'ma never let go. Gripping your wrist, kissing your neck, checking your pulse. All through your body, I be like fluid, switching the flow. Switching positions, I'm wishing you, pushing you, shushing you, telling you yo. But you never listen, I kiss you to get your attention, I'm whispering low. Whose is it? Who do you feel it? Some shit that I already know. We fuck the bed up, the pillows, your head up, the cushion, now we on the floor. Laying low with my J-Lo. She call me daddy, I'm shot. I shot the club up, I think I'm in love, and I'm digging up in it like mine. All mine, all mine. Love is blind, but I'm fine. Yo, love was a crime. Fuck the judge, give me my time. Heart on my sleeve. And she need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest. She needed to rest, I told her to lie on. Beat to the left. To the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm dick. Hey, what's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kink. Ball play in that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you mean? Sex feeling, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep. Heart on my sleeve. And I don't need to duck nor creep. I don't give a fuck who see. I be pulling up, where you be? Beep, beep, do you like my Jeep? When I turn that key, I'ma turn that heat up. Not enough space in the front, if you want, we can jump in the back, let the seat up. That's my song and we tee up. I'm gift wrapped in my tree up. That thing fat, I had to beat her. And that's no cap, had to put my knee up. Beat her not quite like Ike, but I did turn it like Tina. My toes curl, you go girl, damn all that hair like Gina. I'm dreaming of you like Selena, you're not Latina, but I'ma say mira. Tu corazón, and I wrote a song, I'm Carlos, and you my Maria. I need a re-up, yo love like drugs. All through my veins, straight to my brain, and I caught that buzz. Heart on my sleeve, and she need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest, she needed to rest, I told her to lie on. Beat to the left. To the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm dick. What's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Ball play in that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you mean? Sex feeling, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep.
Damn, girl. Out of all the things we've been through, I can say you changed me into a better man.
Oh no. Oh no, baby, realize.
And what the better?
Realize.
And I. Things got better than ever.
Oh no.
The more we together, the better my effort.
What you realize, they say the truth hurts, so I used to hell rise. Never knew the pain I caused, now I realize. I hit you so low, just so I could fail high. This ain't no game, and if it was, baby, hopefully I get another try to show my love, baby. All the things we've been through, know my love crazy, know I did you wrong, but it is what it was, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, and the way you felt it, you don't feel right now. It's that calm shit, pulling on your hair with your arm shit, feeling like beast on some ring the alarm shit. When my phone steady ringing, line always pinging, women that I'm bringing, in and out the picture when I'm supposed to be your nigga, when I'm faded off the liquor of the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize.
Realize
I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize.
Baby,
realize realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize?
Realize
I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize.
You got the best of me, you earned the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize. Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize. Realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize.
Fire, 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 fire. That pop stock exchange, gotta get your mind right, get your money right. In the heat right there, you see it. Popping, you know, it's popping.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
That was a good ass, that was a good ass musical set, man. I ain't even blaze it. I was rolling up while you was playing those joints, man. If my man asked us on the line, before we asked him about what he thought about joints he just heard, I gotta ask y'all. How y'all like that Love For You joint that we just dropped from my man Ashton? Like, is it a go? What you think, Ben Frank? What you think, Hez?
Hey, I like it.
Yeah, got nice go.
Yeah. We rocking with it. Just a homemade indie artist, so we rocking with it. But yeah.
Nah, that's what's up. I got to ask him, man, because when he had the... Who's the young lady on the hook, man? Because I didn't catch who she was.
Oh, that's actually my lady friend, you know?
Oh, wow. You know what? No disrespect. I was finna say some shit like, yo, how did you, when you had her in the studio recording, because it sounded like, first of all, the vocals that she laid down, it really is unique. It's a different frequency because it's a raw hood style type of vibe, right? So when you was in that studio trying to get her to record the hook, did she write the hook or did you write the hook?
Oh, no, I wrote the hook.
Right, so I was finna say that I said, when you had her in the studio recording, it was almost, you had to be on some Argentina type shit, like really get it in, like, I know, don't just be saying. Don't just be saying that she, I know that she a lady friend. It's all even more, it makes more sense. Like, that's all love. It's not like
you
gotta have
a soul love. I was peeping, I was trying to go for the modern day Ja Rule Ashanti type of vibe. You feel me?
Right, but you accomplished that. But not only did you accomplish that, you accomplished having a story behind your single. Like, you just told us that's your lady friend. Which means it's even more of an exclusive track to me because, you know, you my man. I fuck with you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just glad to have you on with us, man. And, you know, we're just happy to share your music today, man. That's all I love. It's a different type of vibe when I bring people on this show, man, because niggas come out the woodwork and fuck with me. They know I still fuck with them, and I bring them to what we're doing, man. And I'm bringing you up to speed to what we got going on. And this your new home, bro. Come fuck with us. Come call in. Come catch some knowledge of what we got in the future. We got my man Nucci Rayo coming up on the show. I'm putting that show together, too. And it's going to be epic. So check out everything I'm doing for my man Nucci Rayo, man. He's from Jersey, too. He used to write with Puff. He used to write for Puff, actually. And he worked with Loom. He got a history with Bad Boy. But this is the type of cat that always never wanted to be a rapper type dude. He's the type of dude that wrote music and knew how to politic with the executives in the industry. Not no motherfucking rappers. Like, that's what's wrong with cats right now. Politic with the executives, man. How you think Loom got on? Loom got on because he was never signed to Bad Boy, first of all. He was never signed to Diddy. He owned all the publishing and used to have meetings with Clive Davis and L.A. Reid. Loom, I'm talking about Loom. Y'all niggas might have thought Loom was signed to Bad Boy, but he never was. First of all, he was a straight-up gangster nigga from Harlem. So Puff ain't going to just come in for next that type of situation. If you understand, if anybody real understand what I'm saying, then it wasn't that he wasn't out for the bling bling.
Oh, the
he wasn't out for the new chain. So shout out to Loom, man. Loom woke me up with that interview that he did on the Breakfast Club. If y'all didn't see that recent interview that Loom just did with the Breakfast Club, y'all need to go check that shit out. I'm gonna post a link on my page again. Loom. On the Breakfast Club about 3 weeks ago, period. He owns all his publishing. Like that joint he did with, I need a girl that ride. He wrote that whole
don't
shit. Huh?
don't you sing.
Oh, the nigga said, don't you sing. Here we go. Y'all know the vibes. Fuck out of here. I know the vibes. We're going to have to do that bullshit. Nigga, I could say don't you do it. Nigga, you hate it. All my girl, all my female. Oh, you can sing, huh? Here they come, this nigga. Don't you do it. Yo, get out of here. Put that nigga on me, bro. Good friend, mute that nigga, yo. Mute that nigga, son. Fuck out of here.
Nigga, hate no more.
Yeah, he crazy. But yo, Ashton,
don't let this nigga hate on my singing. Yo, Ashton, Ashton, I can sing too, nigga. Ashton, if you want me on the hook, Ashton, I got you, nigga. What you talking about?
Hey, Ashton, tell us what you got next, man. What you got? What new music you got lined up that you want people to check out that you got going on?
Right now, I'm just getting stuff ready for my EP. It's going to be called Blaze of Glory. It should be out in the next couple months, right?
I like that.
Right before all the heat break out.
I like the title.
Blaze of Glory. I like it.
Nigga named Ashton Blaze, and he got his fucking EP called Blaze of Glory.
So it's all about marketing, bro.
Tony Wright.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tony Wright.
Make yourself marketable. Blaze of Glory. I love it. I love it already.
Blaze of Glory.
I love it. I ain't even hear shit from me yet. I love it already.
Word.
I like the concept.
You already know. T-shirt's going to be on deck.
Give your Twitter and Instagram. We got about 20
followers. Yeah, so I can follow you.
We want you to.
Oh. Yep. Hello?
Everybody there? Everybody still there?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Blake, Ashton, give us everybody your links so they can check you out and all that. Social media links.
I don't know if you're on mute. If take your phone off mute, but I know his Twitter is A Blaze, like letter A. Blaze 919. That's his Twitter. And y'all, his new song is under Ashton Blaze. Love for You on Spotify. You know what I'm saying?
All good.
And more music coming. More on the way. As I blaze by the river.
Ashton Blaze what?
919. Like
Blaze
the
Glory.
From North Carolina. 919.
Like a blaze of glory, but we're going to play some bangers, glory. Come right back, do what
yes,
we
sir.
Do.
You hey, different.
What up?
Can I get a Kerry Cleveland song on there, man, on this set?
Yeah, well, of course, brother, of course. Get to that. Timeless music, let's get to that.
You see it.
Like, what's the mood now? Back at home, I had seen enough. Bunch of bridges burn, we ain't cool now. When you read a room, you gotta cool down. I've been working on a new sound since my last tape. So much time passed, I admit I ain't got much to lose now. You don't know the feeling, had a torch pass. OGs looked at me for what to do now. Same ones that used to criticize, be the same ones. Clock my moves now, bitch, I got the proof. I'm back with the juice. I need a contract, my content's exclusive. I don't respond to no comments in truth. All of my contacts bring contact to you. Break up the chronic, let's contact the roof.
Hey, ain't no point in being all nonchalant and you got it on your chest.
Oh.
We'll finally get it off.
Yeah.
I'm Kobe with the ball, yeah. The greatest one of all, yeah. 60 points for score, yeah. Can't wait to get the tour. Got so much in store, yeah. I got so much love in the DMV. I stay true to me and put facts out. But it turns out it ain't where you're from. I got these bloods when I branched out. Hey,
hey, niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Hey, everything I touch, that shit just turn all gold. Hey, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Hey, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing now. Hey, hey. Niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Ayy, everything I touch, that shit just turn all gold. Ayy, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Ayy, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing nah. Ayy.
Blowing loud, you can hear it. With your third eye, you can see it. sunsets will never leave us. Sunrise will never beat us. The frequency in your speakers to do all praises. The level up, I move adjacent. I'm outside of time, no time for waiting. Greatness in the making, influence the game with a mill legacy. I'm reciting this destiny. You can witness this recipe on how I chef it. My reflection in the desert, energy kinetic, accepted. None stopping, it's illuminated opulence. Golden my sarcophagus is for the populace. Ameliaga, Godfather.
Get it, baby.
My ex exploding like a macabre.
You see it?
Live like a god, die like a martyr. Spiral Americana, you know the mantra. Illuminate melatonin.
Oh, yeah.
DNA from the chosen. Live forever in this moment.
Get it, baby.
My atonement, full of rituals. Alchemy, bring residuals. Interesting in the principle.
You see it?
Let the angels sing
tunes.
Watch the God rain on them. Let the angels sing tunes. Watch the God rain on them. Let the angels sing tunes. Watch the God rain on them. Pray for them cause I pray on them.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Fire. If I'm stuck, change that age of mind right, get your money right. It's popping, y'all.
Yeah, I was grooving on that set right there, man. Yeah.
You like that right there?
Hey, especially that last song, man. I didn't forget about that one, dog. I got to start pushing that one.
That's what's up, man. That's that Melanin 666.
I just forgot about it, man, because you know that was the first one I put helped get on the radio, man. But all this fire
that was
coming
in, that was a blessing from Egypt. That track right there, that's a blessing from Egypt. Exactly. But let me give you all a heads up. All right, so I got Smart TV thing. Whatever I'm going to catch up on the internet with, I can look at my TV real quick on YouTube, and I might go to my phone and my share or whatever. But I'm going to look at it on my TV first here. Whole different perspective. You know what I'm saying? I'll come on and share it up. Not sure if y'all saw it. You get a chance to watch it on a serious note. Watch the interview with Yeezy and Nick Cannon, because I told y'all in the beginning, you know, some people go way out with their market to try to, you know, and I know that's what old boy had to do the 4-5 thing and put itself out there. It was all for people to, after that Ricochet, off of the 4-5 thing, he gonna bring it back to what he's doing. So, you know, shout out to Nick Cannon, you know, because he was going through something with, this is why I talked about the Joe Budden thing a little earlier to fuck it off the air with y'all, man. Really respect and love all y'all that's listening. My last few comments is just giving out a couple shout outs before the show closed. I'm glad we ended it on this note. Ben Frank, thanks for the energy, bro. For that melanin joint. It ain't gonna never be, you know, a situation where you come to this platform and not tap in with the jewels and, you know, the foundation, man. So, like, first and foremost, salute to my brother Ben Frank for making this thing a whole three. Like, when we say 360, it's all because we evolved, bro. Like, we came in this thing, none of us came in this thing at a full moon, like, you know, like we already been there, like we on some type of lunar eclipse type shit. We all grind from the bottom and assembled our network to make shit happen on another level. That's basically where we at now. We're taking off all the layers. Niggas done went through Corona. They're going to see who really real out here. Ben Frank said it before. You're going to see who's swimming naked, man. How many finalists is on these cats rap music right now. All these songs is no music from the Migos. You know, they got powers that be that say, y'all can't put out shit. Corona or no Corona. You ain't heard nothing from the Migos. Cause they did another real quick. Y'all don't know the problem with the Migos? They took a look at Lil Baby and say, Lil Baby makes 3 times as much as the Migos because Lil Baby is one person. The Migos is 3 motherfuckers on. They got to split everything. Just like damn TLC, nigga. Whatever the fuck the nigga want to call it. I don't even care. Whatever you want to call it. Lil Baby getting all the tape. Just one look at Lil Baby and he's
pretty. He ain't got no 360 deal.
Not even counting them niggas' pockets. But when you see that shit, they do that shit, it bring a whole new vibe to the whoever they signed to or whatever. Y'all, first of all, catch that. Then, Lil Baby got the biggest record to me of 2020 that I'm fucking with, the bigger picture. Like I said, it's on some epic Marvin Gaye shit with 2 of Marvin Gaye classics, What's Going On to Make Me Want to Holler. I already said that. Don't forget, that was only a few weeks ago. Fast forward, man. Like, y'all haven't heard no shit from the Migos right now. I don't care who. They can't put out shit. If they could, they would have did it. They're not fucking independent artists. You guys need to enjoy your freedom that you can do that and put out shit. Like, Lil Baby is finding maybe into his own type of independence, and that's great. Like, Nipsey. But understand, it's that or nothing, man. I don't know what you niggas is on, what type of time y'all on. It's all indie or nothing, man. All organic shit, organic marketing is a win. And I appreciate Ben Frank, man, for letting me give my shout out to Nerve GJs. Pray for Johnny O. You know what I'm saying? Pray for the families that's going through COVID. Pray for non-radio. Pray for Nerve DJs. Pray for Hip Hop Stock Exchange, East Oakland Music Management. Pray for my bro, the Mike Show, that supports this show on the funk level. More funk coming. Swing Down, Sweet Chariot, Stop and Let Me Ride, George Clinton. Shout out to George Clinton.
Hey.
And all my inspirational funketeers, man. Y'all don't even know what's on that funk level. That's unspokable grounds right there. We're not doing that right now tonight. But do salute my bro Ben Frank for dropping that melanin on us, the melanin joint on his Instagram. Tell me your Instagram, Ben Frank, so they can see that melanin info. You heard?
You already know.
At Amilkhemy, AmilkHemy. At Amilkhemy. Definitely,
you
man.
See that. That trip to Egypt, that melanin blessing, that's the original blessing from Egypt that he came back with for us, from my standpoint. Everything else is just the fruit of our labor. Hard work got him to Egypt. Hard work got him to the... Hey, how you get to Egypt? Was it light work or hard work?
Light work, man. Fly high. Light.
Oh, shit. Like it ain't the hard work didn't even start yet.
But I will say,
didn't even
COVID
the hard
was
work
already
yet.
Out there. That was in December. COVID was already out there. You know what I'm saying? People talking on the plane. We ain't understand why. Yeah, it was weird. People had masks out there already. We ain't know why.
Nah, but don't y'all remember the magazine photos and photos on the internet with all the people in China wearing their masks? Y'all didn't catch that?
Right.
Like, that was like 3 months before it hit here. Like, and they was yanking niggas out of cars. They was doing it on some Gestapo shit. Like, get out of the car.
I was in there in December.
We testing you right now. Get your car. We testing you. Y'all didn't know what's going on when niggas getting yanked out of their cars?
But this was in December. So.
Back then, before it hit here at all, I seen people riding around Seattle area 3 months before it hit out here with masks on. Around the same time, niggas was getting yanked out their car. So it was an alarm. It was a red flag right there for me.
Yeah, shit was already popping off.
3-4 masks in the car. My daughters got masks everywhere they go. We masked up, man. Masked up shorty, man.
Well, that's what it is. But we're going to finish up with one more banger before we go off the air, man. We appreciate y'all calling, listening. I mean, shout out to Ashton Blaze.
had a banger, I mean, sure. The home of the indie artists, so we support the indie artists, what we do. You already know.
Love for you. Love you, Aston Blaze. Pardon me, best friend. Love
yeah.
you, my Aston Blaze, on all streaming platforms.
Hey,
love
I followed
you,
man. So follow me back. I followed you, so follow me back.
That's right, man.
Nah,
this is network.
Sure
follow
sure
him back. But till next Wednesday,
I'll
man.
Sure
stay focused, determination, perseverance. Keep your goals in front of you. One love, y'all.
Staring at these headlights. Well, I'm riding around in my city, it's euphoric like. I might write something pretty, she no good for me though. Roll down my windows, I can see through the smoke. Lean into me closer, I could eat you for dinner. She stay out in the winter, she's not. No, she's not a beginner. Oh, please turn me into a sinner. See, I'm caught on this new chick, but she don't even care. Sends emoji kisses and pictures in the mail. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck. You see, I got this new chick, her body thick as hell. She like when I talk dirty and when I'm full of hell. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck.
So there's no comparison, no, here's why. She's in a class all by herself nearby, no one else but me. She's down to ride, yeah, pun intended, motherfucking right.
Her freaky size, out this world, and that's for when she gets on top. She loves this shit.
So it's safe to say I never treat her like the average bitch. Real talk, not just sex, thus this bond is unbreakable. So for sure, you know what them hoes are finna go pull. Fucking rumors as they feel that you kill those like real fast. That's loyalty in its purest form, respect for her is what I do have. Believe that, when the smoke clears, it's just us in a major way. Then it's right back to this rough life, what is that? It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Add that to a mean walk, and you'll see just why I've been caught with her out in Brooklyn, just to lace her with the life that she'll want. And she has my heart, not to tear it apart, just to know I'm near to her when I say this shit from far away. Truth is that woman's nothing, I ain't leaving you. There's no fucking reason to.
See, I'm caught on this new chick, but she don't even care. There's emoji kisses and pictures in the mail. Girl, you bad as fuck. You bad as fuck. You see, I got this new chick, the body thick as hell. She like when I talk dirty and when I pull her hair. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck.
After hearing some shit like that, she'll start biting her lip. You ain't even gotta say shit, still you gotta like, oh my god.
I'm